afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am an internationally recognized author, speaker, trainer, coach, radio, and TV personality, and the creator of the acclaimed Vision Program. I have a true life story that's been called from peanut butter to private jets. I've also been referred to as an expert in the field of thought transformation. My mission is to deliver the message and bring you the tools for real success, abundance, and happiness. And I want to tell you a little bit about what we call Nothing But Good News Media. In this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is our primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. Candy G Enterprises' foundational principles are based on truth in media, which is the basis for our magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, and our online presence, and the truth in all the work that we deliver. We, that means my team, the G-Force and I, are dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of our programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. That's why we're here, my listening audience. We are here for you. Now, I am so excited about today's guest, but before we get to today's guest, I want to share with you today's G-Note. Well, what's a G-Note? A G-Note is a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. Today's G-Note simply reads, "Dear friend, let your healing love nurture you and the world around you. Make love the most important thing you do, and you will grow younger and live longer." Oh, I so know this is the truth. Now, if you'd like to get a G-Note from me, just go to my website, candyg.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com, and I'll send you a little note of inspiration, motivation every single day. And also, if you follow me on Twitter and on Facebook, Candy G in both places, you'll get G-Notes there as well. So I have to tell you, we have so much exciting stuff going on, so many great announcements to share with you over the next few weeks. But for today, my special surprise is Dr. Scott Rogier. He is a licensed clinical psychologist, an adjunct professor, an author who lives and works in South Florida. He received his master's degree in mental health counseling from Nova Southeastern and his doctoral degree in clinical psychology from NSU as well. He has a private practice in Hollywood, and he teaches addictions and group psychotherapy at Lynn University in Boca Raton. Dr. Scott is also a mental health specialist at ChildNet and serves all of the foster children in Broward County. Dr. Scott, I am so happy to have you here with me today.
It's a pleasure to be here and to finally get to meet you in person.
Thanks. We're going to have some fun here today. You know, Dr. Scott and I were chatting before the show, and I have to tell you, you better make sure you're taking notes or you get this recorded show, because there's so much great information here for you today. First off, I want to tell a little bit about your story and how you came to do what it is you're doing today.
Okay. I just want to dive and say, one, I love the title, Nothing But Good News.
Thank you.
That's what it's about what you put in is what you get out. And it includes everything you put, whether you're watching TV, what you're listening to today to us, and who you hang out with and who you spend time with. So that's one of the reasons why I'm really glad to be here with you.
Okay, now y'all listening to what Dr. Scott's saying here? Every single aspect of your life, what you're listening to means something.
Absolutely. And I think you can't stress that point enough or tune into it enough. And for me, I actually wear it around my wrist. And I was going to show you that when I asked you what your secret was back when you were struggling. And for me, I just was so unaware of how powerful all the different messages coming in to me were that I had to get a positive message and literally wrap it around my wrist to keep me focused all day long to overcome all the negativity.
Well, that's pretty awesome. What do you have wrapped around your wrist there?
I didn't show it to you, but it's over and over, is you started doing an evaluation.
Wow, Scott, that's awesome. What a great way to stay anchored in what's more important.
Yeah, and it was great to be reaffirmed to hear that that's what you did for yourself. Whether, you know, you didn't have to put it around your wrist, you kept it focused in the front of your mind. For me, that's a struggle, and I think for a lot of people, that's a struggle. But I think the more you practice, the more you do it, the better you get at it, the better results you get.
You know, and I think that that's true, too. And I have my own reasons of believing why folks can't focus on what's important. I mean, you certainly know me. I'm certainly very, very opinionated. But, you know, you tell me why the reason you think most folks can't A, focus on the important stuff. Or maybe the question is, maybe they don't realize what the important stuff is.
I think for me, when I look around at what people are focusing in on, we talked about it today. You have a guard that kind of keeps you safe in this neighborhood. We have a guard that is our conscious mind. And if you're not careful, that guard, if you let that guard down or go or he goes on break, anybody they want can come into your life. And most people mean good, but not everybody means good. And I think a lot of messages we get from the media are the same way. They're out to sell you a product, and they're not out for your best interest.
Oh, I have to stop you there. Mm. A lot of the messages? How about most of the messages?
I'm trying to keep it positive.
I have to tell you.
The majority are negative.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, folks don't consciously, you know, you and I agree the real magic lives in the unconscious mind, but folks don't consciously pay attention to what they're feeding the master creator, the subconscious mind. And one of my biggest complaints, and it's not really a complaint, but you've heard me talk about this before, I think the worst thing we've done for our society is 24/7 CNN, constantly negative news, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 10 different channels. We can hear all the things that are going wrong. Dr. Scott, what happens when you listen to that stuff all the time?
I got to tell you, I don't know anymore because I don't watch it. But when I go to other people's house and I see, I think I got finally desensitized to having been desensitized. If that makes any sense to you. When I go to somebody's house and they're eating dinner and they watch murder after murder after rape after murder, I go, am I living in the same place as everybody else? Because if you watch what's on the news, you would think that that's 90% of what's going on when it's probably less than 1%. But that's what gets played over and over. And then a nice commercial comes on and tries to sell you a pill.
Well, I got to tell you, oh boy, you're hitting all my hot buttons today. You are hitting all my hot buttons today because I've been about alternative medicine most of my life. I've had my own personal experiences with the whole mind-body connection and how we can keep ourselves healthy through the way that we think. And even if we find ourselves in a situation where we need healing, we can help our healing through the whole mind-body connection. And what really scares me today is that thing that you're going to find out after this commercial break. You're listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is Candy G with my special guest, Dr. Scott. We'll be right back.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott. Welcome back to the show. It's a pleasure for me to be here, and I'm dying. I couldn't wait for the commercial to be over so I can learn what scares Candy G.
Well, you know, you were talking about the fact that, you know, there's all this negativity on television. Why do we bring this up? Because we want you to stop watching it, okay? Stop it. And you mentioned that you'll watch all of these murders and things. The next thing you know, a commercial comes on with a pill. For everything that goes on in our physical being today, there's a pill for everything. And then that pill has 50 or 60, what's it called, side effects or, you know, side effects from taking this pill. One of the things, I was watching this on TV one day, and they were talking about this pill, and one of the side effects was it may cause gambling. That kind of blew my, I swear to God, compulsive behavior.
Right.
But when you look at the statistics today, and I happened to watch, because Oprah was talking about this the other day, and she was showing a thing full of pills where, like, the average person that's, like, addicted to prescription medications, I'm talking about, mm-hmm. doctors say, take these pills because mm-hmm. it'll be good for you, was like 7,000 a year. And I thought that was just a frightening number. And when I looked at that jar full of pills, I thought, that really scares me, because a lot of the things that people are taking today are antidepressants and things to manage their whole emotional self, when there's so many holistic ways to manage your emotional self. But then on top of that, if you're taking all of these psychotropic drugs or whatever it is that you call them, there's an addiction factor involved. And so what worries me is my personal belief is there are a lot of folks out there today that are really dealing with addictions to prescription drugs that are being given to them by their doctors, and their doctors know. And so that was one of the things that was talked about on that show. And it was a big realization for me, because I'm like, wow, folks aren't learning how to manage their emotional self so mm-hmm. that they can learn what they need to learn so that they could move ahead. Now, I know a lot of the work that you do is you work with addictions. And mm-hmm. I know one of your big thing, I don't know if you work with folks that are addicted to prescription drugs. I don't know if it's the same type of thing, but I know you work specifically with folks that are addicted to smoking.
Yes, absolutely. I also work with foster children here in Broward County, and more than half of the parents who struggle with keeping their families intact are addicted to some type of substance. And predominantly what you said is doctor-prescribed pain medication.
And people taking it the way they're supposed to take it. And that's frightening, because folks are, you know, are living in a world, but they're not living in it.
Absolutely. And what's scary to me and is also fascinating to me is when I see these kids and their parents struggling so much with this addiction that the addiction becomes more important at times than their family. And that blows me away. But I got to tell you, I lived part of that experience myself. If I consider smoking cigarettes one of the most addictive drugs on the planet, and my struggle with it, which I'll talk a little bit about today, I can relate to them, and I understand that, because there comes a point where you start to feel almost out of control with the addiction. And you can't take another pill to get off of that addiction. And unfortunately, that's what predominantly everybody's pushing to help people stop smoking or stop drug addiction, is another pill. I think you have to do the opposite. You can't look for the answer from the outside. We talked about this earlier today. You have to look from within. It's an inside-out approach, as opposed to the opposite way, where we go to a doctor and we look for a pill to take from the outside, put it in, and it makes everything magically better. I wish it exists. I haven't found that to be the case, and I don't think you have either.
No, and luckily for me, I once was described as a non-addictive personality.
Oh, you are so lucky.
I think it comes from being out on my own when I was so young, and that I had to take care of me, that if there wasn't a me to take care of me, there was no one else to depend on. And the same thing came with having my little baby to raise, that it was all about me. So if I found myself doing something that I thought was going to prevent me from taking care of me or her, I had this ability to go, nope, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do this. And I was talking to somebody about it once, and I was described as having a non-addictive personality and always looking to better and best. But the truth is, I know folks and folks that I care about deeply, and I have seen them embedded in addiction. And I have tried to do things where I could say, how do I help you with this piece? Because I could see the pain of, I have to have that next drink, or I have to have that next pill, or I have to have that next cigarette, or that hidden addiction, you know, that one that's called emotional eating. Mm-hmm. You know, so is it an addiction? I think so. You know, you're the doctor here. Isn't it an addiction? Emotionally?
I would agree. I think so.
Mm-hmm. And so what are some of the ways that we can go to folks? Let's talk about smoking right off the bat. Those folks, because quite frankly, nobody out there anywhere I can think of, and this is just my opinion, that has a reason to smoke at all. I don't get it. I never smoked. Right? Is there any redeeming quality? Is there?
Right now, I'd say no. Back, if you asked me, you know, a few years back, I would say, well, you know, when you were talking, it reminded me, you say you see your friends and they're struggling in this addiction. And I had a lot of great friends. We'd work. I did some investing in real estate, which is part of what got me into smoking and also helped me get out. People would come up to me like, oh, man, don't do that. It's no good for you. Man, no, don't do it. You can't hear that. You're in another world. And I think the same thing happens with any kind of addiction.
So what are you thinking when you're smoking and somebody's saying, man, that's really bad for you? What's the conversation going on in here?
I hear them, but there's another conversation that's drowning them out. It's way louder. And it's like, man, I just want that cigarette. You think it helps you relax in some way. You help it does something to get you through what you're struggling with.
Mm-hmm. So there's just a relaxing component to the smoke.
I would say no now. But at the time, I think you believe that or you want to believe it. And you're mm-hmm. looking for something from it to give you something. And, mm-hmm. and clearly now you and I sitting here today, we know it can't do anything for you. But when you're in that addiction, you're looking for something to help you get through the day or through the month or whatever financial or emotional crisis you're having. And I think that's where people struggle. And just back up a little bit, I think there's an insidious thing that happens. And fortunately, it didn't happen for you. But when something is legal, there's a lot of drugs that people would never touch because they're illegal. And they just wouldn't do it. Morally, they would have a problem with it. But the most addictive drugs are the ones that are legal. And that would be alcohol, tobacco. And then the ones most people are struggling with besides cigarettes are the pain medications that when you go to a doctor, you're getting a prescription for.
I have to tell you, it's really incredible to me because I have been in situations where I had some things and I had to see a mainstream physician and they've written me scripts and I go, I don't really want this. I don't want it. I'm not going to fill it. I don't care. And it's like, no. I want you to have this with you just in case.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's amazing. I mean, it's really, really, really amazing to me. But you go back to this smoking thing, and I think a lot about youth today and how many young people smoke, and it kind of blows my mind because so many young people smoke, and I think that there's a conversation about if I smoke, I won't be hungry, and then I can remain skinny because what I want to – you're grinning at me.
Yes, absolutely, and I know they can't see that out there, but I think it's funny because you can look around. That's one of the biggest things most people say why they don't want to quit is they're afraid they'll gain weight. But I got to tell you, and I was one of them, you look around and just look at how many people who smoke who are obese and overweight. So, you know, that just blows that out of the water. But the part about seeing young people smoke, there is a part, and I talk about it in my book, The Secret to Stop Smoking, is there's a part where the tobacco companies know that you right now will never go walk down the street to the grocery store. We have a Publix right around the corner and say, you know what, I'm going to try a cigarette. I've never had one before. I'm kind of curious what they're like and try one. You're going to try one, and 95% of people try them before they're 19. You're a risk taker. You're not worried about anything happening to you. And that's when they get you hooked. And at first you do it because your buddies are doing it and it's cool and it feels different. But what happens is you start to smoke for different reasons. And the majority of people who are smoking now that are in their 20s and their 30s and even their 40s and 50s are smoking for entirely different reasons. And one of them is they're addicted to nicotine. But even bigger than that, and I think nicotine addiction is probably responsible for 20%. And the other is the psychological dependence or addiction to nicotine and smoking.
It's that thing to have in their hands, something to keep them busy, almost like a companion in a crazy way.
Absolutely. In a way, it's like what you talked about earlier with me about meditation. It's a form of meditation. Unfortunately, it's also a way to ingest poison into your body and become more and more addicted to it.
You know what? It's amazing to me. I talk about some of the stuff and some of the events that I do. And when you look around the world today and just consciously take a look, we accept things as okay because they're out there. Mm-hmm. If you can purchase it, it must be okay. If other people are eating it or drinking it, it must be okay. I'll tell you, here's another one of my big pet peeves. It has to do with something called diet sodas. You know that chemical that they put in the diet soda to make it sweet? When it hits 90 degrees, it turns into formaldehyde. Do you know what formaldehyde is?
I think so. I think they put some in cigarettes, to be honest with
you. Oh, they do? But
yes.
Also, it's embalming fluid. That's what they put in you when you die. Mm-hmm. Now, if it turns into formaldehyde when it hits 90 degrees, what temperature is your body?
98.
I know. Isn't it amazing? Mm-hmm. I know.
Do
the math. Folks, just do the math. Okay, every single person that has a diet soda in your hand right now, put it down. Pick up that glass of water. And I tell you what, and I know you say, yeah, the show is nothing but good news. Why are you talking about all this stuff? I'll tell you why. Awareness needs to be raised so that folks can change some of their habits. And the crazy thing is, not only does that chemical that's inside your body turn into formaldehyde, it's been documented that it's very addicting. And a lot of folks that try to get off of diet sodas have a very hard time getting off of diet sodas. And I have one really, really, really good friend in particular. No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the other friend that took 2 years to get off of diet soda. Isn't that crazy?
I've never heard of a diet soda addiction, but that's fascinating.
Because you crave this thing. There's something in what it is mm-hmm. that you crave. And I watched a good friend of mine back and forth and back and forth. And so I started reading about this chemical. So I say, you know, I just got a couple of simple rules. If it's not real food, don't ingest it. If it wasn't around 100 years, don't eat it or drink it. That's all. Just feed your body things that are fresh and whole and real and non-toxic, like putting down cigarettes. Now, how do you help folks kick this cigarette addiction?
Well, one of the things you said about if everybody else is doing it, it becomes acceptable. One of the things we walk around and we're not aware of it is I believe people walk around in a trance state. They've been hypnotized or brainwashed, whatever way you want to describe it. And what happened for me, and I'll go back a little bit when I told you I was investing in real estate, and it was a struggle when the market started to crash. I was able to kind of step outside of myself and watch myself and kind of come out of that trance. I was watching myself smoke, and it dawned on me what I was doing. I was wanting something from the cigarette that it really couldn't deliver. It could never deliver. And I stood back, and I didn't know it at the time, and we talked about this earlier today, but I was really hypnotizing myself, but I was really dehypnotizing myself. I was starting to question all the things that I had let come through my guard when I wasn't paying attention to it. You walk around, and a lot of the people I worked with, you know, I had several properties. Everybody worked on the properties with me. A lot of them would smoke, and we'd smoke together. It was a bonding experience, also a way to get through the day. And it just became a part of your life. You wouldn't even pay attention to it until finally you took a step back, whether it's, you know, your diet soda, your painkillers, or cigarette smoking. You have to really take a step back and go, what am I doing and why am I doing it? And what came up for me was I gave it a challenge. I said, okay, if you're this great thing that I'm spending all this time and money and energy on, you prove yourself to me. And I talk about this in the book. I do a you know, like a mini science experiment, or what I really like to call it, a challenge. And I would ask anybody out there smoking to do it. Just ask yourself before you light up a cigarette, one, what's more important, your health or the cigarette? And the second one is, how do you feel right now? Then go ahead and have your cigarette. And after you have that cigarette, ask yourself, how do you feel now? And if you feel better after that cigarette than you did before, then, you know, I guess you can give yourself permission to keep smoking. But I've never had that experience. Everybody who's gone through this exercise with me and different stuff in the book, they give it up. It's almost like a form of dehypnotization, if that's such a word, because we walk around buying what everybody else is selling to us. And there comes a time when you start to look at yourself and you start to choose things consciously for yourself. And I think that's part of the secret.
You know, and what's interesting when you talk about that, it's about taking the time to raise awareness. So right now we're going to raise awareness to our sponsors on this commercial break. And then we're going to come back and talk some more about this. This is really good stuff, Dr. Scott. I'm so happy you're here.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
We'll be right back. Nothing but Good News Radio.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Rozier, and I'm glad to be here with Candy G. And I got to tell you, that commercial break was exceptionally powerful to me because Les Brown is one of the guys who helped pull me through one of the most difficult times in my life. And when we say talk about nothing but good news, it was having him every morning listen to you and your show on the internet that really pulls, I think, people through when they're struggling. And that's what you need. I don't think you find that on TV on the regular stations.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, because the truth is the reason that I started the radio show is I wanted a place where folks could go literally once a week to hear the good stuff. To tell you the truth, Scott, 9 years ago, it started as a teleconferencing call once a week, every Tuesday for half an hour. There was a place you could hear the good stuff. And I had decided I wanted to be on the radio and utilized my own process. And I will tell you, I got a call from a station in Orlando and said, "We heard the work you're doing. Would you like to be on the radio here?" And then I got a call from a station down here, and really enjoyed some incredible radio stations. And being able to do a live show is just grand fun. And I've got folks now that want to put me into some major league markets, which is exciting. But the truth is, I really don't do it for the notoriety. I do it for the things that I talked about at the beginning of the show. I want a place where folks can hear the good stuff. My commitment is every single show to share information with folks that's truly going to make a difference for them. That's why the G-Notes go out every single day. Just a little something to remind you that there really is life out there. And I don't care what you think is going on in the mainstream media. There are so many good, remarkable, wonderful things happening. All you have to do is just look for them, and they're out there. I promise you that. And so I'll always be here for you. I'll always be your cheerleader, and I'll always bring you good stuff. But I want to let you know right now, if you'd like to call in and ask Dr. Scott or myself a question, give us a call here at 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Just go ahead and give us a call. So, you know, before we went to commercial break and you were talking about how you raised your own awareness, I mean, you stopped back, you had that aha moment that said, is this really something that I want to be doing? And you described the process that you walk through. Is this good for me or is it not good for me? And do I enjoy this and do I not enjoy this? Isn't it true that you could use that in every aspect of your life?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm kind of smiling because one of the things I did after to me, it was remarkable. And at the time, and I'll get to this later, my wife was still smoking, which is why I went ahead and wrote the book. Because it was tough to watch other people with that struggle. And you cannot approach somebody directly and try and get them to stop anything. It's really a process that everybody has to go through on their own, find their own way to get there. But it was wild watching it. And I said, you know what, if this was so easy, I couldn't believe how easy it was. And I go, if this was so easy for the hardest addiction in the world, the number one cause of preventable disease and death on the planet, I wonder if I could do this with other stuff. And you know what I tried it on? Cheesecake. Not everything. I started with something simple. I just don't like sit-ups, and I was starting to gain weight. And I said, you know what? Will this work on cheesecake? And I got to tell you, it was one of my favorite things to do at the end of the night. It wasn't just cheesecake, but I said, you know what? You just switch what's important to you. And it ties into one of the other things I haven't talked about today, but I would love to talk to you about, Candy G, and everybody out there if they want to call in. I found that you also have to have an important why, and it makes changing so much easier. If you want to go after something positive in your life, and it's not always going to be easy, giving up things that you've relied on or that you found comfort in, you can't just get rid of them and not expect something negative to come in their place. You've got to replace it with something positive. And I call that your why. You got to have a reason for what you're doing. I think Les Brown and you refer to it as your purpose or your mission in life. And I found that if you have a big enough why, you can get over anything, including cheesecake and cigarettes. And to me, that's what makes it easy. And I call that goal synergy. You can take the goal of, for me, it was to get out and have this message and to help my family and my wife not have this struggle, and then take it out and share it with all my clients and then people I work with and now out to other people across the world. But I found that those are things that will help you. If you tag on to a bigger purpose or dream or goal, when you're trying to leave something behind, that you did it for a reason. You found some sort of comfort or solace in it. You need something stronger. And in order to let go of something, you have to have something to be moving towards.
You know, and you talked about the fact that how easy it was to hang out with a group of folks and they'd all be smoking, and how easy it was to smoke because it becomes socially acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're the sum total of the five folks you spend the most time with. You tend to eat the same, you tend to have the same habits, and you tend to have the same income level. And this is a very unconscious type of thing that happens. And what I hear you saying over and over again is it's about raising conscious awareness, questioning those things that you're doing that might not be all that good for you or all that healthy for you. And there's a lot of folks out there today that do things that I believe are very unconscious just because of the way that the world is wired. You know, we think 60 to 70,000 thoughts a day. 80 to 90% of those we thought yesterday. We recycle thoughts all the time. That means we are not consciously, deliberately thinking about things. We will unconsciously carry through on an act or a conversation. For instance, have you ever found yourself saying something maybe a parent or that your spouse or a friend would say, and you'd sit back and say, wow, why did I say that? Right? You know what I'm talking
about? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
And so the point is you can teach yourself to be a conscious, free, deliberate thinker. But the other piece of that is understanding the magic, the absolute magic that lives in the subconscious or non-conscious thinking, which is truly the master creator, which is a whole nother show, which I know you and I could spend 2 or 3 hours on. But the point is take a look at the things that you're doing and say, does this serve me? Is it more important? Is it important enough? And if it's not, what would make it be more important? I take a look at folks. Let's take a look at obesity. I mean, what this crazy world we live in today, isn't it incredible the amount of folks that are overweight? Now, I don't want to make people bad for being overweight. I think it has to do with our food supply.
Mm-hmm.
I think whoever's in charge of whatever alphabet soup is in the government, FDA, FAA, whatever it is, whatever it is we're talking about, is that they allow food to be sold that's not real food and the body doesn't digest it right. I told you I was way opinionated. Now, you'd stop me up in here anytime. But the truth is if you find yourself in a place and you're carrying a few extra pounds and you don't want them to be there anymore, what's more important?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not important enough, don't do it. But if it's important enough, get out and walk an hour a day. It's not that hard.
Absolutely. You had mentioned something to me earlier in the day, and I was picking your brain. I want to know how you became so successful, and more so how you pushed through the times when it was most challenging for you. And I think maybe that's something people out there, there's a lot of things. People have a lot of dreams and goals, but for some reason they put them off. They put off going after them or taking the first step. And I find that's the challenge for most people. Not that they don't know what they want to do. They do. They may push it down or say, well, you know, they come up with a reason why now's not the time to go after that goal, like quitting smoking, losing weight, and exercising. And I think what most people don't get is they're waiting for the right moment, the right motivation. And what happens is, at least for me, I believe the motivation comes after you take the first step. So if you're sitting around waiting for the perfect time or the perfect moment, that's the problem. It's not going to happen. You have to take the first step. Get out in the morning, start walking around, start jogging, do whatever your thing is, and it's amazing how the energy changes, and all of a sudden, you're driven to be healthier, to go after your goal, to create the life you want to live.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the reasons that keeps folks from doing stuff like that is a four-letter word.
Hmm.
You know what that four-letter word is?
Starts with an F.
Starts with a W.
Oh, what's your W word?
W-O-R-K. People don't like to work.
That, and I was thinking of a different F word. I'm going to tell you just to get myself off the hook, which was fear. But I agree. I think
it's a good thing. That's all right. I wasn't going to ask you.
Yeah.
You know what? You're right.
Work is based on, for some people, fear, because they fear that how am I going to pay the bills if I don't get that paycheck?
And it's so busy today. I'm so tired. I don't have time. And I'll tell you how you can put more time in your day. Is you can get out and walk because you'll feel better. You'll mm-hmm. create more hours in your day. If you meditate every single day, you'll think clearer, you'll put more time in your day. You see, those things that folks think are work are really those things that will give them more time in their day.
And energy.
And energy.
And passion.
And passion. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're having a good show up in here. Isn't this fun? So what else do you tell folks that have addictions? Do you deal with folks that are doing... Now, really tough addictions, and I'm gonna talk about illegal drugs, and I'm gonna talk about heroin. But I've actually heard that nicotine is a tougher addiction to kick than heroin. Is that true?
I didn't even show you that chapter, but I have a chapter called "Nicotine: More Addictive Than Crack Cocaine," because that's what people would like you to think. And I got to tell you, with the foster kids and seeing people lose their families and their jobs and their entire future to drug addiction, I don't know which one's worse. Certainly, nicotine is not more addictive than crack cocaine or heroin, but certainly it's one of the most addictive drugs on the planet. The reason why is because most people smoke it and it takes 3 seconds to get to your frontal cortex, and mm-hmm. you get a euphoric sense, at least mm-hmm. the first time you do it. And so in that sense, any drug that you smoke is going to be giving you a positive buzz within 3 seconds. So all those drugs have that mm-hmm. same effect. Nicotine is highly addictive, but the withdrawal from nicotine is really no worse than the experience you'd have of the common cold. And what I always say is we've all had the common cold and we've all gotten through it. So the thing is, again, you talked about work, and I tied that into a bit of fear. Most people are afraid of what that experience is going to be like, is getting through the psychological part of not having that cigarette to get you through the day, or that food, or that painkiller.
Is there a time frame to get nicotine out of the system?
Actually, within an hour, it's cut in half, and within 3 days, it's completely out of your system. The thing that people struggle with is the part about a habit, and you know this. Any habit you have takes a while, and I think NASA did a study where it took about 3 weeks for a habit to become a new behavior to become a habit. And so what happens is most people who make it through 3 weeks are really on board, but people who make it through 3 months are the people who are the most successful.
When you talk about putting something new in a place of that kind of a habit, what do you do whenever you want to go for a cigarette and you feel like you want to smoke? What do you do?
Well, I'm looking at, I don't see it right this second, but your iPhone over there. We all have an iPod, an iPhone. We have something to plug in. I listen to you. I listen to Les Brown. I listen to Tony Robbins. It gets me through. Or I put in YouTube. I do anything that it takes to get my mood in a better state so that I can get back and do the thing that's important to me rather than falling into the negative thinking or the stuff that's going on around me. I don't listen to the news. I don't go out and hang out with negative people. I get away from negative people and I put in positive stuff. Sounds like all the stuff that you do.
Yeah, and you know what? The truth is that piece, it's really important. It's more important. You know, and folks are listening, it's not just having a Pollyanna attitude. There's a whole biochemical, psychological,
it's a
mouthful. I don't know. Thing that goes on inside your brain. And the truth is, it is so important to feed your conscious and subconscious mind those things that are positive and productive. And those things that are positive and productive will begin to move towards you. And that's just the way it works. And that's the truth. And don't listen to me. There's tons of information out there, but it's been tried and tested over and over and over again. The place where folks get into trouble is when they hang out with those folks that are always talking about what's not working. And what's been, and what the neuroscientists say is that you actually get, we're going to go back to that word addicted, you get addicted to a certain type of thinking. Think about that person that you've ever sat down with and they've shared a story with you that was not a good story. And they're sharing something that's not good at all. And they're sharing that story with you. And when they get done telling that story, it's almost like they've got a sense of relief. And there is an alchemical reason why, absolutely why. And it has to do with things called synaptic pathways and neuronets. But we're going to go to commercial break right now, and we'll talk about some more of this stuff when we get right back. This is Candy G, Dr. Scott, Nothing But Good News Radio.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. a little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott and Candy G, and this is Nothing But Good News. I got a little twist for you. It's related really to what you were just saying when you were talking about some people, they get a rush or they get a release from talking about how they've been almost victimized,
right.
I think was the word
we're
looking
amazing.
For. And for me, one of the things that was the most powerful, and I go back to, I don't know why I always go back to this time in my life, but it was so empowering because things were so out of control. Financially, it was one of the worst times. I think I lost. They say making your first million is the hardest, but I have a new saying. I think losing your first million is the hardest. And those of you who've done it, you know, and that's why I think you're laughing. It was so tough. It was brutal. But there was something amazing that came out of this, and I've heard this from many successful people, that's the time when you really grow the most. And one of the things I found in that was that I was looking around at all the things I felt victimized by the real estate market crashing, not just the first year or the second year, but the third year in a row when we lost 30% year over year over year. That's never been done, that at least not in my lifetime. And it was brutal. And I started looking at all the things in my life that I was putting so much energy into that I really had no control over. And then I started getting this small growing awareness of the things I really did have control over. And again, that's when I started looking at my smoking, me consciously taking a cigarette out of the pack, getting a lighter, putting it up to my mouth and lighting it, and then going, man, I wish I could stop smoking. It just didn't make sense to me. All these things I was putting so much energy and stress into, I had no control over. Yet here was this one thing I had 100% control over, and I was abdicating responsibility for it. I don't think it's easy, and I know that people who are struggling with smoking right now are going to be like, yeah, you know, buddy, look, I smoke because I'm stressed out. But that's the thing. If it was helping you, I wanted it to help me. It really doesn't help you. It actually slows you down. And what I started realizing is the most powerful thing you can do is start to turn that power towards yourself and not worry about what everybody else is doing or doing to you, and start looking at what are the few things in your life that you have 100% control over, and start focusing on those things. And man, you become 100, I'd say 1,000 times more powerful.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you talk about that. And a couple of things that you said, one of the things you talked about is you talked about what do we really have control over? And another one you talked about was abdicating responsibility. You know, it's interesting, and I take a look at my own life where 17 years ago, and most folks know this story, through a series of circumstances, everything I had was made to go away. Retirement accounts, savings accounts, investment accounts, lost my home. I had nothing to eat but a jar of peanut butter. All I had was my little baby girl. And there was someone else's actions that were involved that caused this to happen. Now, had I sat back and said, look what they did to me, look what they, it would have been easy to be the victim. It would have been easy to sit back and say, oh, look how I've been treated. But the truth is, the realization of the fact that my life is my life, and regardless of what happens, it's my responsibility, good, bad, or indifferent. Well, having real responsibility means that you accept responsibility for your actions, your reactions, and those things that you bring into creation. On some level, I created that experience to happen so I could grow. So if I accept responsibility and move forward, that's where the magic really lives. The instant you give away responsibility, you give away your power. You give away your ability to create it the way that you want. So regardless, this is such a huge thing, Scott, that you talk about, is that responsibility is so huge. And also realizing those things, those two things are so enormous. What do you really have control over, in my opinion? You have control of only one thing. You know what that is?
You're going to let me in on that.
Yes, I am.
Don't
He's
leave
waiting.
Me hanging. Don't
He's
leave
waiting.
Me hanging. I have a guess. It's the thoughts that
it's
you're
thoughts.
Thinking.
Thoughts. Exactly. The one thing you have control over, go to the head of the class, is your thoughts. Now, what's the most creative aspect of who we are?
I would have to say your thoughts.
That's
again.
Right. Now you take a look at that. I'm thinking there's a plan, and a big one here. And I call it a divine plan. And the truth is, if you want to create the life that you want, you get your head straight about what it is you want. Get your head straight about accepting responsibility. Get your head straight about what's important. Get your head straight about what you want to think and feel every single day. And I promise you, you can have the most extraordinary life of your dream. You know, people look at me Dr. Scott all the time, and they go, yeah, it's easy for you. Look at you, big house, radio show, books. You know, you get to do all the things that you want. Yeah, do you know why I get to do all the things I want? Because I consciously took the time to design what that looked like, kept powerful mental pictures, stayed focused on that, and whenever a problem showed up, does that mean things never went wrong? Things would show up all the time, but instead of focusing on the problem, I've learned to focus on the solution. It sounds easy. It just requires effort. It requires effort, but I promise you, if I can do it, you can too.
I have a question for you, and I have a saying. It ties in what you're saying. Control your thoughts, control your future. But there was times in my life, and sometimes still, where it feels like my thoughts, and I think other people I work with have the same experience, feels like it's a runaway train, that to try and slow them down or to get them to focus on something else is really tough. And I think there's strategies that you can use, and I want to pick your brain, Candy. What are some of the strategies that when your thoughts just feel out of control and they're running away from you, what are some of the things you do?
I will tell you I developed a program and a protocol. So take the time to decide what you want, but you have to consciously do this. Create powerful mental images. Write it into statements that are positive present day ownership statements. Positive present day ownership statements. Take those statements, record them in your own voice. Make a commitment to listen to them every day. Here's the cool piece about the subconscious, unconscious mind. You don't have to pay attention to it because your subconscious mind is paying attention to it anyway. So you get your choice. You can have your news on in the background, or you can have your vision statements on in the background that are filtering into your subconscious mind, and allow those to become part of who you are. And those days that your thoughts are running away like a freight train, consciously just put that tape on and listen to it. I promise you, after the show, I'm going to let you listen to mine. I should have let you listen to mine before the show so you could sit here and go ooh and ah all about it. But the truth is, it is one of the most magical, creative tools you can ever do for yourself. I tell you, if you pick up a copy of my book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, yes, it is shameless self-promotion, but the truth is, in less than 200 pages, there's a process that you can walk through to do that. You know, what's interesting thing is when I put the book together and a lot of other speakers and authors, and they read the book, they said, you've got everything in here. Why do you have everything in this book? You need to leave a piece out so that your consumers will want more. Nah, sorry, I don't buy into that philosophy at all. What I want you to do is, not only do I want you to get the book, I want you to read the book. I want you to put your statements together. If you email me, I'll help you rewrite them so that you use them, because the truth is, it's not knowledge that's power. It's the use of knowledge that's power, and it's the most creative way I have taught to get my thoughts on track. And Dr. Scott, because I've done it for so many, so many, so many years, that I can feel a thought coming in that I don't want, and I can stop it and send it away. It's just practice. Whatever muscle you want to exercise, that's the one Yes, those are the ones I've chosen to exercise.
Absolutely. I think there's times where if it's so powerful and it feels like it's out of control, you got to say it out loud. You got to just say, stop thinking that. That's ridiculous. And I'm going to think something else. I talk to myself out loud. That works for me. I wanted to share a secret, and I want to brag on my wife a little bit, who had she had smoked for 22 years, and she quit. Yes. Can you believe that? Well, she started when she was 19, 17, something like that.
Wow.
But here's the thing that's so amazing about the subconscious. Not only did she quit smoking, but she replaced it with something bigger, which was, she's into jogging and running now. She's going to run a half marathon. But here's the thing that blows me away. She makes up her mind whether she's going to jog in the morning the night before. Because that's when you make your decisions. And I think that's in the you talked about Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. You mentioned that earlier when we were speaking. One of the most powerful tools are, write down what you're going to do the next day, the six most important things before you go to sleep. Why would you do that before you go to sleep? Because it programs your subconscious mind when you wake up to know what you're going to do the next day, and then it becomes automatic. The same thing works with quitting an addiction, is that you program yourself at night by what you read and what you ingest. And then when you wake up in the morning, that first cigarette is not appealing to you. What's going to be more appealing to you is your future and the things that you're into. So I'm a big, 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 huge believer in the subconscious and how to get things into it.
Yeah, and I think it's such a piece that folks don't realize, and I think it's probably the most important aspect of what we do. You know, this has been the fastest, close to an hour show, and I got to tell you, we got another segment to go. So this is Candy G and Dr. Scott. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 2 minutes.
Are you shipping electronics, hazardous material, live animals, or household goods? At Amerijet, we welcome all your business. We carry it all. Ship your goods direct with Amerijet, and you know you're getting the best price and the most reliable service. Amerijet has daily all-cargo flights to the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, and South America. Local offices and staff in every country. Call 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott. I'm with Candy G, and we're talking about nothing but good news. Candy, I'm going to throw a little curveball at you. I was reading your book this weekend with my son out by the pool. It was a great way to spend the weekend. Highly recommend the book. And I also was looking at your website, and you have this fascinating thing. I think you were in London talking to a group of 1,000 people, and you asked them how many people have heard of Napoleon Hill and Think and Grow Rich,
right.
And out of 1,000, 600 have raised their hands.
Right.
And you said, out of that 600, how many people have actually went and bought the book? And then I think it was 300 raised
right.
their hand. And you said, out of the 300 who bought it, how many people actually read it? And I know this, and I've only just read this the other day, but it was 60 people.
60 people.
And then you asked the real question. I think. You
Here
said,
it comes.
Of those 60 people who read the book, and you know that many millionaires were made from reading this book and successful people, how many people actually did what was in that book?
And out of 1,000 people, there were?
I'm gonna say it was about 4?
Two.
I was trying to think positive.
Two. No, but I will tell you, that's so cool that you actually read the website and the story. You know, it's amazing. I mean, I was really affected by that bit of information when I was there that day. I was kind of dumbfounded. And the truth is, Napoleon Hill is responsible for creating more successful people than anyone in history. There's a lot of great information out there. The real ticket is you have to use it. You absolutely have to use it. And you have to use it not for like a day and go, okay, I tried it yesterday. It didn't work. I'm going back to my old ways. You've got to be consciously, consistently, relentlessly focused. Even beyond the place where you say, this stuff is never going to work for me, put all of those thoughts aside. The truth is, it always works all the time, every time. What you have, there's two things that are huge. It's practice and belief. I have a formula. Within my company, I teach something called a vision program. And we call, once you get through the vision program, which we call SV squared, squared vision and squared values. And to get to squared vision and squared values is you have to take a conscious decision. Plus, conscious, principled thought, that means integrity behind those thoughts, times disciplined action will equal your shared vision and shared values. You've got to have all those components together. Design your vision, decide what you want, choose to hold on to those thoughts of truth, honor, integrity. This world was meant to be a service world, a service universe. Do it out of integrity. Even if it's the harder thing, if you've got two roads to go down and one road's going to get you to money quicker but isn't quite the one that has the most integrity, somebody might get hurt along the way, don't go there because you're going to get hurt back in return. Truth, honor, integrity. I got to tell you, my personal belief, and I told you I'm pretty opinionated, why do we think Wall Street, big government, big auto, big labor, why do you think all of this stuff is falling apart? Because all these folks are out there not working in integrity. And when we can learn to be the most excellent person that we can be, in a world full of service, living a world of service and being in integrity every step of the way, no matter how hard it looks or feels, I promise you, riches and rewards are on the other side. It's just the truth. It's just the way it works. And I promise you that. I promise you that. But the truth is, there's great stuff out there, but you're right. Most folks won't use it. So it's our goal to put as much stuff out there. Listen, beg, plead. I'll bribe you to use this. I bribe people all the time to use this stuff. I think bribes are a great technique.
Especially ethical bribes.
Right. Very much ethical bribes. Exactly. Exactly. And so, but you're right that you brought up the London story, because the truth is, you have to use this stuff. Part of the problems that I have with the speaking industry and some of the folks out there that are my colleagues don't love that I talk about this, but the percentage of folks that use the stuff that they buy in the back of the room is less than 2%. So I want you to know, the folks that are listening out there, is that I do not advocate shelf development. Do you know what shelf development is? You come buy my book and you put it on the shelf. I'm into self-development. Get this stuff and use it and let me know how I can help you use it. But before we get off the air, we probably got 2 or 3 minutes. What is it that you want folks to know the most? What do you want folks to really hear today?
Well, I think they heard it because I'm sitting back being inspired by what you're saying, especially the part about integrity and also faith. I think we're driven by two things, really. I think we're driven primarily either by fear, and we avoid doing the things that we know we want to do in life, or we're driven by faith. And at times that can be difficult. You have to have long-term vision. You have to be able to see the thing you want and know that it's not going to come tomorrow or the next day, and it may even take a couple weeks or a couple years. But know that if you keep doing what it takes over and over and over again, you're going to get it. And to me, that's what wakes you up in the morning. That's what makes me jump out of bed. It's why I'm here today. It's why I'm excited to be here and talking to everybody else. I think people need to really see the value of a mentor. And we were talking about that in between commercial breaks, that you need to get with a good mentor who is already doing and is successful in what you want in your life. And then follow that person and do the things that they've done. There's an old term that I keep hearing over and over, is success leaves clues. But you got to look for the clues, and you got to put those clues into action.
And be open to those clues. You know, we talked about this earlier also as well. My life gave me a lot of clues, but those clues look pretty much like a 2x4 being hit up beside the head. And I'd go, no, 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 I can't go that direction right now. I have too much to do. I have too much to do. And it would keep showing up. And finally, I'd go, you know what? You're right. I have to do this. And when I learned to pay attention to those clues, and when I learned to pay attention to my inner wisdom, and I learned to step out in faith, and does that mean I was never afraid? Absolutely not. You know, you just kind of feel the fear, close your eyes, and do it anyway. Every step of the way where I've grown, there's always been a fear factor. I mean, right now we are growing so fast at KGE. I've got so many extraordinary folks coming on board. It's like, Can I do this? Yes, I can. I know I can. I know I can. And it's amazing the things that are showing up, because I've learned how to do that exact thing. Fear is a feeling, you know, so just decide what is more important.
Absolutely. I want to make a promise just like you made a promise to people. Mine is that there's a lot of people who say, well, I'm going to quit smoking. I want to do it, but just not now. I want to tell you that if you make that leap of faith and you forget whether it's fear-based or that you're just now's not the time, you're too stressed out, if you say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to do this thing, I'm going to quit smoking, and I'm going to see what it's like on the other side, I'm going to promise you, 100% guarantee, I'll write it down here, I'll come meet you in person, that it is better. The experience you're going to have is so much better than anything cigarettes could ever do for you. And if you combine that with your why, if you take the risk to go out there and go after one of your dreams, one of your goals, I don't care if it's going back to school, learning to play guitar, or spending more time with your family, you do that and quit smoking, you're a winner. You're already successful.
Do it, do it, do it, do it. We have so much more great stuff coming up for you on Nothing But Good News Radio. Dr. Scott, you're going to come back and do this with me again, you promise?
Oh, my God. Thank you for, having me here today, and I would love to come back.
That's awesome. All right, Dr. Scott will be back. He's been a great co-host today. This is Candy G telling you, just get on out there and live life like you mean it. Bye for now.